In this episode, we're making you aware of the American Data Privacy and Protection Act and how your radio station and website should be preparing for it now.
This is Better Radio Websites, the podcast for radio professionals who want to see their website generate more traffic and revenue. Each week, your host, Jim Sherwood, and his special guests give you time-tested tips and secret tricks to ensure your radio station dominates digital in your market. Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thanks a lot for tuning in this week. And as of this podcast, the American Data Privacy and Protection Act, or ADPPA, is being considered in Congress, and it has bipartisan support, so everybody is on board with this. Essentially, it would regulate how organizations keep and use consumer data, or that information that we get from our listeners on a day-to-day basis. Much of today's podcast research was taken directly from Wikipedia and the bill itself, and we'll have links to both of these in the show notes. And I invite everyone to read up on this bill for yourself in case there's something that we do not specifically cover today, because as always, details of the final bill could be more or less involved once the bill is actually finalized and put into law. But we want you to be aware of how it might affect you in the future. Now, if you're in a state that already has data privacy laws in place, like California and Virginia, well, then you're already familiar with what you should be doing to protect the information that our listeners and just the general public are giving you on a day-to-day basis. The ADPPA has several main principles: data minimization, individual ownership, and private right of action. It says that anyone who collects data from the public would have to minimize the data that they collect down to which is quote-unquote necessary, proportionate, and limited to, unquote, their purpose. If you're giving away lunch for two at a restaurant, there's really no need to ask how many kids they have, their sex, their income, that sort of thing. Just get the minimum amount of information required. Then the entrant must know what you plan to do with that information once they give it to you. Think contest entries, newsletter subscriber information, text-to-win entries, listener club membership information, that sort of thing. You just can't take, let's say, a contest entry and automatically sign up someone for your newsletter with those email addresses that you've received from all those entrants. Or you can't share that information with a sponsor. Well, you can actually do those things, but this law says that you must be specifically clear about your intentions before the listener signs up. They need to know what's going to happen with that information once they give it to you. Because if it's not clear and you do something with that information that wasn't previously stated, then you and your radio station could be in deep, hot water very, very quickly. I mean, I remember back in the day collecting enter to win certificates at remotes that we went on and then giving all of those entries to the client so all of those people could be added to their mailing list. All right. That sort of thing cannot happen anymore unless you have a big sign there that says sign up to win this car and be signed up to be on our mailing list. It has to be very, very specific and very clear to the people that are signing up. Now, the ADPPA would also specifically limit transfer and some processing of Social Security numbers, precise geolocation information, biometric and genetic data, passwords, browsing history, and even physical activity tracking. Now, these don't affect the average radio station, but just know that they're included in this also. If you do accept someone's Social Security number, let's say because they want a large prize, which that is common, the security of that private information in your possession is now more important than ever. The ADPPA says that anyone would have the right to correct or download, if online, that information. Organizations like our radio station would have up to 90 days to process those requests depending on your organization's size. Individuals would also have the right to take legal action against the organizations, us, in violation of the act for 4 years after its execution, after first giving their state attorney general and the Federal Trade Commission 60 days notice to respond. Now, small data holders, like most of us, are defined as organizations with adjusted gross revenue below $41 million over the past three calendar years that process fewer than 100,000 individuals annually and whose business does not primarily rely on transferring data back and forth. We could delete those records rather than processing corrective requests. I'm sorry, we deleted every one of those contest entries immediately after the contest was ended. So we would be exempt from many requirements apart from the user's right to delete the data that is no longer in use. So after the contest, if you decided to keep the data for a contest for up to a couple years or something like that, somebody would have the right to call you and say, look, I signed up for this contest. I want confirmation now that my information was deleted from your records. And so you would have to process that information for them. So really, the best thing to do is once a contest has ended and the winner has been announced, remove all of those entries from your website and any other place they are stored, and just be sure that they are fully deleted. They're not backed up and kept somewhere just in case. They're just gone. And it's very important if you keep these entries on your website, because if your website had ever become victim to a data breach, you would be required to notify everyone that's ever signed up for any contest that you've ever had on your website that their information may have been taken. Now, sure, we don't collect Social Security numbers or other vital personal information online, but simply getting a person's name, email address, and date of birth, well, that's enough information for some nefarious entities to do some harm. And so that is considered personal information, and that should be kept under a heavy lock and key. As the first federal user data privacy legislation, the ADPPA would largely supersede state laws like the California Consumer Privacy Act and the Virginia Consumer Data Protection Act. And we'll have links to these in the show notes as well. Other states are slowly coming online with their own privacy acts until this gets passed, but I'm sure that many states will just default back to this federal act because the ADPPA includes a much broader definition of sensitive data than the state-level laws. And all of these laws, whether it be federal or an individual state law, it covers every website that can be accessed from that state. Now, as you know, all websites can be accessed from all states. So if somebody from California signs up on your radio station website in Illinois or Alabama or Mississippi or Florida, it doesn't matter, then their information is protected under those laws. And they have the right for you to contact you and have all of that stuff deleted. And you need to provide proof that that information was in fact deleted. So what situation would you not have to worry about any of this? Well, if you never take anyone's personal information, including contest submissions, a newsletter sign-up, a listener club membership, a text-to-win entry, information gathered when downloading a mobile app, selling station swag online and receiving an email address and an address to send that swag to. So you see what I mean? Basically, any information that you are collecting from the public will be protected by this American Data Privacy and Protection Act, as well as other state privacy and protection acts as well. And even if you're doing business overseas, you need to be aware of the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, in the European Union. And that was the very first one and probably has the most strictest guidelines of them all. And what worries me about all of this is with these new privacy laws being put in place, you can expect some people out there to test the system so they can have a legal case against you and your radio station. So please reach out to your legal counsel to get the specific things that you need to include on your station website so that you're covered either on your website or in the radio station as well, because you need to be aware of what's to come, because these data protection acts are going to be very, very strict. And I see a lot of radio stations being under the gun because they are not protecting that information like they should. So I hope this information helps you be aware of these new data protection acts that are coming out. And hey, we'd love to help you with your radio station website. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Inspired by today's episode? Be sure you are subscribed and share this episode with a friend. Visit skyrocketradio.com/podcasts for more episodes as well as show notes for this episode. Need help starting or making your station website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.